You're listening to the podcast of Williamsburg Christian Church, a community of faith joining God's pursuit of restoring lives. We hope you enjoy this week's podcast.
I'm glad you're here, because this is the second Sunday of Advent. We talk about this every year, but in the Christian calendar, Advent is the Christian New Year. In our country, January is New Year. In the world, a lot of times, January is New Year. But in the Christian tradition, the Advent season becomes the mark of the new year. The early church would align itself and align its calendar with the way the story was understood. I do not know why exactly this became the season, other than we think that this was around the time that Christ could have been born. Regardless of what we know to be true about the timing, this is exactly what the early church did. So they decided that they would align their understanding of the world by aligning their calendar with the church story, with the Christian story. And they understood that time defines us. Time is about anticipation and expectation, and how we tell the time ends up defining who we are. If you're a Roman, and then you live by the Roman calendar, all of the values that Rome holds high, the holy days, the holidays, all of those things that are marked by the Roman calendar, you live into that and you're formed by that narrative. It was the Jewish calendar. They especially knew that. The Jewish calendar set the tone for the Jewish people. And so Yahweh gave them days and seasons and festivals and celebrations that aligned them with the Exodus story. Well, it's the same way with the Christians. Christians took that in the same light that the calendar determined their story, or the calendar was formed by their story. Their story determined their calendar because their story is what shaped their understanding of who they were and how they lived in the world in this thing we call time. And so Advent, marking the beginning of the story, marks it because it is the coming of the one who is Messiah. It is the coming of King Jesus. Advent becomes the beginning of the celebration that God kept His promises, that all the waiting now turned into a different kind of waiting. Where the early people of God waited for God to just come the first time, now that God had come once, they were waiting for God to come again. And so Advent's about anticipation. It's about expectation. It's about waiting. It's about listening to the longings deep within us and trusting that God keeps His promises. He has come. And if He keeps His promises, He will come again. And if He keeps His promises, He is with us. If He's promised to be with us, then He is. Our faith isn't marked by feelings. Our faith is marked by seasons that tell the story of our faith. And so these candles, these three that are purple, color of royalty. First candle, hope. The second candle is peace. And then on the fourth Sunday, we light the other purple candle, that is love. But on the third Sunday, we light the candle that is pink, that is joy. So hope, peace, joy, then love. And then the white candle, which is supposed to represent brightness, that reminds us of the Christ who has come and who is coming again. And we light that candle on Christmas Eve. But every week that goes by, we are formed and invited into the story of hope, of peace, of joy, of love. And you see this little light flicker. What I appreciate about this season is very honest with the darkness of the world. Because sometimes my faith is only flickering. Sometimes it's not flourishing. Sometimes my hope is flickering, not flourishing. Sometimes my peace and my joy is flickering, not flourishing. And so when we gather as a church and we see the flickering light on these candles, we are reminded that it's okay. It's okay to have a hope that flickers. It's okay to have a joy and a love and a peace that flickers. Because what we know is no matter how small the light can scatter the darkness. No matter how dark the dark, it cannot overtake the light. No matter where your darkness is, the darkness will never overcome the light. The light of Christ has come. And that should give us hope, peace, joy, and love.
Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, it is in dying that we are born again to eternal life. In the name of the one who has come and is coming again, our Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
You're listening to the podcast of Williamsburg Christian Church, a community of faith joining God's pursuit of restoring lives. We hope you enjoy this week's podcast.